Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. This ends the reading of God's word this morning. May God bless it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and we ask that you would come and teach us once more. Holy Spirit, you are invited in this place, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. It was the year 1622, that goes back quite a ways. There was a Spanish ship off the coast of Florida headed back to Spain, loaded up with treasures. And sure enough, wouldn't you know, a hurricane comes along, and that particular ship ends up being sunk and laid there for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then Mel Fisher had done some studying about it, and he decided he was going to go diving and try to find this sunken treasure. It was 1969 he began his quest for the treasure. He gathered the best divers, he gathered the best technology, he gathered the best resources in order to find that treasure, because they said it was worth millions and millions in gold. Well, year one went by, no treasure. Year two went by, no treasure. Year five went by, no treasure. Year 10 went by, no treasure. Year 15 went by, still he hasn't found the treasure. But then year 16, 1985, he struck gold. He found part of the ship that was sunken off the Keys. And he recovered all of the gold that he could find, and he became a millionaire, multi-millionaire. That kind of seeking that Mel Fisher did, that perseverance, that not giving up, is the kind of seeking that David talks about in our psalm today. A psalm that David wrote while he was in the desert being chased by Saul. And he needed God. He knew that his life was desolate, much like the desert, without God. And so he sought him with all his heart. That's the kind of seeking that David does. And that's the kind of seeking that we're going to talk about today. Seeking after God. A different kind of treasure. A treasure that will last forever. David writes this psalm. He takes an opportunity to sit down in the midst of the desert, in the midst of running away from Saul, to pen this psalm. And he talks about how desolate his life is without God. He's parched. He's thirsty. He's hungry. He says his life is so much better with God. And wouldn't you agree that our lives are so much better with God? And that is why we seek after him. Because we are nothing without him. We become lost without him. And isn't that why we seek after him? Because he makes our lives better. He gives us direction. He gives us purpose. He gives us an anchor. When we're floating,
on the sea that becomes very rough at times in our lives, doesn't it? God is our anchor. So we know that this particular psalm was written at a difficult time in David's life. And this psalm can help us in our difficult times as well. I love this time of year. Not only because school starts again and I just love school supplies. I mean, I just want to go buy crayons and markers and, you know, just to have them because I think they're great fun. But this time of year, there's something special about this time of year. When we all come back to church after a break in the summer, we all start Sunday school again, we all start worship at a regular time and meeting together. After the summer break, we're renewing friendships and getting to find out what people did over the summer and talking once again. But the best thing about it is that we are seeking after God once again. We all need a break. Summer break is a good one. But now perhaps is the time to pick that up once again. Start calling out to him a little bit more. Start reading a little bit more. Renew those study habits that we had. Or renew those prayer habits that we started that perhaps have waned over the summer. Start something new. I love that word seek that David uses. From the Hebrew, that word seek isn't just a one-time thing. That word seek means something that is ongoing. It never stops. When we're seeking after God, it should never stop. It's not something that is really ever completed, is it? Because we're going to be seeking after God for our lifetime. And he wants to be found. Unlike some sunken treasure that takes 16 years to find, God wants us to find him. God wants to renew that relationship with us, perhaps that's gotten a little dry over the summer. God wants to rekindle what we had together at one time. Pick up where you left off. Start anew. Because guess what? Our God is a God of second and thirds and fourth chances. We can always go back and start again. So many people feel so bad about that. And I understand that. I've been there. I've been there. When you beat yourself up for not opening this, for not keeping up your prayer habit, for not talking to him when you should, for not going to church as often, for not keeping up in Sunday school, for not going to Bible study. All of those things are important in our lives. So put away the guilt. Put away the should-haves and start over and seek. Seek God. There's a world-renowned violinist named Joshua Bell. You ever watched on TV where they have these famous people put on a disguise and go in some place where people aren't going to know them and they surprise whoever's there? Well, Joshua Bell is a renowned musician in New York, especially. Played Carnegie Hall many times. If he was spotted with a violin in his hand, people would know who he was. So he put on a disguise and he went into the New York subway and decided he was just going to play for an hour and see if anybody recognized how he played. He's a marvelous classical musician. He earned $37 playing that day. Nobody recognized who he was. Because he's not expected to be playing in the New York subway. He should be up on stage somewhere, wearing a tuxedo. We don't expect to find people like that in places like that. And many times we don't expect to find God showing up in certain places in our lives. And he does that. He surprises us and pops in when we least expect it. And he can do that when we seek him. Part of that knowing God and getting to know him, that he comes and shows himself to us. We're not even ready for it. Because he wants to renew that relationship with us even more so than we do. He's just dying to hear from you. And if only he was in your contacts. Seeking, knowing. God wants to be found. So how are you doing with that? In creating a habit that looks for him. That word seeking also has another meaning. It means beating down a path. And I like that term. There's a wonderful African story about a group of Christians in Tunisia. And they lived in the bush. And they had the practice of, when they wanted to talk with God, they went off to a lonely place. And they did that every day. And pretty soon, you can imagine, you know what happens after you go to that place time and time again. What happens? You've got a path. That is well worn. And people get to know your path. And in that small village, Christians would come to one another and say, "You know what? I see your path. You're growing weeds on your path. How's your path doing lately?" You know, if only we had that with each other, that we could see that our paths are becoming a little overgrown. Encourage one another. Help each other along that path of talking with God and seeking after him. Because frankly, over the summer and over certain times in our lives, that path does become overgrown. Weeds. People get in the way. Life circumstances pop up in our path. We get out of the habit. Other things become more important. Life happens along that path. But seeking is not giving up. Seeking is saying, "Yeah, I know my path is pretty overgrown right now. It's time for me to get after it again. To get after him." And Jesus is waiting on that path for each one of us. And it begins today. Pick up your devotion book, pick up your Bible, sit quietly. Pray from the quiet of your mind. It's amazing the wisdom that comes out of those kids' mouths. But he is waiting and wanting to know you more. How goes your path? Let's talk to God more this week. Let's get to know Him more. Put our trust in Him more. Renew what once was. There's nothing like old friends getting together once again. Let's pray. You are good to us, Father. And we realize that at the beginning of this new school year, new Sunday school year, new worship year, that we come out of that time period with some bad habits of not keeping up with you, not meeting with you as often, not seeking you as we should. We are hungry and we are thirsty. So, Father, I pray that you would help each one of us to cultivate whatever that looks like. Whatever each one of our paths may include, I pray that you will inspire us to meet with you once again and often. And we pray this in Christ's holy name.
We come to our time of prayer this morning. We'll have a few moments of silent prayer, and then I will pray for us.